Moving on, a ceremony was held today at Prague's Diablice Cemetery to remember those killed or incarcerated by Czechoslovakia's communist regime. Organized by the Confederation of Former Political Prisoners, it was attended by a number of political and religious leaders who warned that many Czechs were succumbing to a form of political amnesia. Rob Cameron was there and has this report.
A military brass band played Chopin's funeral march as dignitaries filed up to a small monument flanked by soldiers bearing arms to the hundreds of Czechoslovaks shot, tortured or starved to death by the regime during the Stalinist excesses of the 1950s. This leafy cemetery on the northern outskirts of Prague is where the regime buried its victims, their bodies thrown into unmarked mass graves, usually without notifying their families. Diablice Cemetery is the final resting place for a number of prominent victims of communist-era oppression, including Zdena Mašinová, mother of the Mašín brothers, who shot their way out of Czechoslovakia in 1953. She died in 1956, after several years of incarceration, during which she was tortured and denied medical treatment by the secret police. Standing over her mother's grave, Zdena Mašinová Jr. told me it was during the frantic search to find her burial place that the then 19-year-old stumbled across a horrific secret.
They refused to tell me where she'd been buried. It wasn't until I got a secret tip-off that they'd buried her here at Diablice. I rushed here as fast as I could. The person in charge brought me to this spot and told me I must never tell anyone this, but she was buried in a pit containing the bodies of 32 dead children. They were babies born to female political prisoners incarcerated at Pankrac prison. Their corpses were loaded onto trucks and brought here to Diablice, just loaded onto trucks, no coffins. When there weren't enough bodies in the pit, they would throw in the body of an adult prisoner. And in June 1956, that's where my mom was buried.
Today, the burial pits are marked with gravestones, some bearing names, others blank. The bodies have never been exhumed, and in most cases, identification is impossible. Some of the babies were just a few days old. Zdena Mašinová believes there could be as many as 100 children buried here, the youngest victims of totalitarianism. Jiří Linek from the Confederation of Former Political Prisoners, which organises this annual ceremony, conceded that the 1950s marked the height of oppression, but many of the methods of that oppression, he said, stayed the same throughout the communist period.
Basically, communists used the same methods throughout all 42 years. As a student, I was arrested for anti-Russian demonstration in 1969 because it was anniversary of Russian invasion into Czechoslovakia. And they always behaved basically in the same way. There was not a big difference. There was only different shades of their brutality. But the brutality throughout the regime was just the same one. Therefore, Communist Party shouldn't exist in our democratic system because we are just taking fifth column within our democratic system. That's my opinion.
Tomorrow, Thursday, marks the 63rd anniversary of the execution by hanging of Milada Horáková, the Democratic MP sentenced to death in a notorious show trial. Speakers at the event said her death and the deaths of all the regime's victims should never be forgotten. They should, they said, serve as a reminder of the fragility of democracy and the freedoms that most Czechs today take for granted.
That report was by Rob Cameron.